Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, the 16th chapter of St. John, the 23rd verse, in which Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." In this Gospel, for this sixth and last Sunday of the Easter season, the last Sunday before Ascension Day, the Lord Jesus tells his disciples that every prayer made in his name will be both heard and answered. Well, every good and perfect gift of God can be misused and abused. And so this word of Jesus has also been misused and abused by those who would have us believe that all you need to do to get your way, what you want, is to somehow mention Jesus' name when you pray. But this is a false and foolish notion. For to pray in the name of Jesus is not to use his holy name mechanically or even magically, but to pray in the spirit and with the mind of Jesus. And so just as the Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts by showing Jesus as our Savior, just so the Holy Spirit instructs us through the story of Jesus' life, which was so rich in prayer. For the more we know Jesus, the closer we're drawn to him, and then our prayers will also become more like his. For isn't it true, for better and alas for worse, that we tend to become like those who we're close to? And so as we are drawn closer to Jesus by the Holy Spirit, our prayers will be more and more in conformity with Jesus' purpose and will. And what is that will of Jesus? His very name shows us what it is. For the name Jesus literally means the Lord God saves. He is our Savior. He is our salvation. And so when we pray in his name, that is with Jesus' purpose and will, we can ask for nothing contrary to our salvation. For whatever would harm us, whatever would draw us away from Jesus, cannot possibly be in the name of Jesus. And we poor little creatures cannot possibly know what is truly good for us. Yes, all of us are like very little children in the presence of God our Father. And no good father or good mother gives their little children whatever they ask for. Think about the old example of a little boy who asks his mother for a sharp knife to play with, but his mother refuses to do so. The little boy thinks he'll be very happy playing with the knife, but his mother knows he'll be happier not playing with it. And so does our Father in heaven deal with us who, like little boys, so often ask for foolish and even harmful things. God loves us too much to give us everything we want. Just because God is our loving Heavenly Father, he gives us only those things which are for our good, which draw us closer to our Savior, And as our mind and wishes come more and more into line with his purpose and will, we shall more fully pray in the name of Jesus. Praying with the mind of Jesus, we shall learn from him to say, "Not my will, but yours be done." Now, I'm certain that all of us have had the hard experience of feeling that our prayers have been neither heard nor answered. I know I've had that experience many times. But what I can now truthfully say, as I look back on my life, I've come to realize that God both heard and answered all my prayers, but not always in the way I wanted. And I've also come to see that what I wanted was all too often something that would have not been good for me, and worst of all, would have drawn me away from the Savior. All your prayers are heard and answered, but not always in the way that seems best to you. No, they're answered by God in his infinite wisdom and love, even when his wisdom and love permits us to go through darkness and perplexity. Yet even then, all unseen, his hand does guide us in the paths that lead to eternal life. And as I've often mentioned in this pulpit, remember too that all your prayers for healing are finally answered. All our prayers for healing are finally answered, not necessarily in this world, but through that perfect healing, which is the resurrection from the dead and the life of the world to come. Then our sick and poor bodies will be raised in glowing health and strength and beauty. Of course, if you insist on having your way, if you demand your way, there comes a point known only to God when he lets you have just what you want. "Well," says God, "if you insist on cutting yourself off from me and going full speed to hell, you shall have it your way." As C.S. Lewis once said, there are finally only two kinds of people: those who say to God, "Thy will be done," and those to whom God with heavy heart will finally say, "Thy will be done." And from that fate, may God in his mercy save us all. To pray in the name of Jesus is to pray with the mind of Jesus. The name Jesus means the Lord God saves. And so as we pray in that holy name, we have the certainty that God will in his mercy grant us all things needful for our salvation: the forgiveness of sins, the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit, eternal life. And as for all the other things we ask of God, we ask them just as little children ask their parents. And we all know that little children just say exactly what's on their mind. And they think nothing of asking their parents for all kinds of things. So remember this also: nothing is too small to bring to your heavenly Father, who gave his only Son to die for your salvation, and through his Holy Spirit prompts you to pray. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.